Blog Talk Radio.
We have to
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. We do exalt the Lord. We exalt the Lord in the beauty of holiness on tonight. Amen. Giving him thanks for his goodness. Thanks for his grace on tonight. Thanks for his loving kindness. Just thanking him for his tender mercies on tonight. Amen. Truly, truly the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. And we're just grateful to be here in the service of the Lord just one more time. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We pray, glory to God, that you had a beautiful time. Glory to God in your several places of worship on today. Amen. We pray that you came out with something. Amen. We pray, people of God, that you got just what you wanted from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. How many people remember that song? Amen. Got just what I wanted. Got just what I wanted. Got just what I wanted from the Lord. Whoa, I got just what I wanted. Got just what I wanted. Got just what I wanted from the Lord. How many remember that song? Amen. How many remember that song? Amen. Got just what I wanted from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray that that is your portion on tonight. Amen. That you got just what you wanted from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We just want to say welcome. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus, it is here. Amen, that we are endeavoring, amen, to keep the charge of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly, we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. We do pray, amen, Jesus, that you have, that you are intentional in your coming on tonight. Amen. Glory to God, and that you have came looking for something from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray on tonight, amen, that you are intentional in your coming. Intentional, intentional, intentional in your coming on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're just so grateful tonight, amen, for each of you. Glory to God for your coming. Your coming is not in vain in the Lord. We just want you to know that, people of God, that your coming is not in vain. Amen. So we take this time out to welcome you. Welcome each and every one of you. We welcome all of our international listeners, wherever you're listening from. We just want to welcome you on tonight. Amen. We welcome you. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. And we just give special recognition to you because we know that you're listening and that you, amen, you're listening from afar and you're part of our listening audience. And we just want to thank God for you. We thank the Lord for you. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for taking the time to come out and to join us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory to God. We do realize, amen, that a lot of the local churches are in, and I it's so funny. I just spoke with one of my sisters in the Lord, and she said that she had been to 3 church services already today. Amen. 3, not 1, not 2, but 3. Amen. So it seems like, amen, the schedules are back in full swing, and the people of God are moving around, yet moving around again. Amen. And we thank God for that, amen. We thank God for the liberty. We thank God on tonight, amen, for glory to God, for the Lord truly moving by his spirit, amen. And we do know, amen, on our Sundays, glory to God, those are usually our light days, one of our light days, for reasons just like that, amen. Some people have gone to church already 2 and 3 times, and amen, some people are perhaps just not even out yet, amen. But listen, get it however we can. Amen. We're trying to get all we can and can all we can get. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We thank him on tonight. Hey, praise God. We're yet going on in Jesus' name. And those of you that are able to join us, we thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for you for taking out the time to join us. Amen. We want to let you know that this is a recorded line and that, people of God, you can get a copy absolutely free. And we take time to let everyone know this because we have so many new listeners, so many new listeners every single night. So we always take time to do our intro, let everyone know, amen, that we are here and who we are and what we're all about. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for all of our leaders. Amen. All of our leaders. We are an outreach ministry. And we thank the Lord for all of our leaders. Amen. All over the world. Amen. Thank God for the leaders of the Lord. Amen. Thanking God on tonight. Glory be to God for each and every one of them on tonight. We bless God. We thank the Lord for them. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. I thank God for my leaders. Glory to God. Thanking him for the late apostle, Dr. S.B. James. And thanking the Lord tonight for our senior apostle. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Thanking him for prophet, amen, apostle Samuel Huggins, James. Amen. Thanking the Lord for Bishop K.A. Tina. He's our presiding bishop. Thanking the Lord for my pastor. Amen. Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. We thank God, amen, for all of our leaders, people of God, as, amen, I've already stated. We are made up of, amen, a group of believers all over the world. Amen. We're not a church, but we are an outreach ministry. Amen. And these believers, all of these believers, amen, come here. Amen, from all over the world to be a part of and to come and fellowship with us. The Lord has done some amazing things, glory to God, since we started, amen, now this ministry, glory to God, 564 days straight, 564 days straight, people of God, we've been here only by the strength of God, only by the strength and the divine direction of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And recorded, amen, 28 people have given their lives to 29, I'm sorry, 29 people have given their lives to the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Those are the ones that we, amen, that are just reported to us or that make confession here on the line. But there are countless others, and we know that they are. Amen, Jesus. And we're grateful for kingdom's sake. Amen. Because this, amen, this work is about kingdom business. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God for the numbers, but we're not excited about the numbers. Glory to God. We're excited about the reach. We're excited about, amen, the numbers, hearing the voice of God and turning from their ways. Glory to God. Turning and looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Now, that's what we're excited about. We're excited about it, people of God. Amen, Jesus. We are excited, glory to God, what the Lord is doing in the lives of his people through the preaching of the word. Amen, through the coming together of believers all over the world. We're excited about that. We are excited about, amen, those that are as well, glory to God, that are reaching out to us from other countries, glory to God, reaching out in their own language. They just, amen, reach out, send messages in their own language, amen, and we just take it, thank God for technology, and translate it, amen, and send it back to them, glory to God. I love it. 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 Amen. Whoever would have thought that the Lord would do such a work, amen. Whoever would have thought. For truly it's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes, and we're so grateful to the Lord for choosing us, amen, to do this work in the earth. Thank the Lord on tonight for all of our advisors, each and every one of them. We thank God for them. Amen, Jesus, they're so precious. Amen, willing workers to avail themselves, all from different ministries, you know. Amen, but they are availing themselves for the righteous work, for the righteous cause, amen, of this prayer news network. that somebody will hear, that somebody will be saved. Amen. So we are so grateful again to the Lord. As you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone. Invite someone that you've not invited before. Amen. Invite them to come on to the line. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just, again, thank God for, amen, all of our advisors. We thank God on tonight for all of our faithful listeners. We thank the Lord on tonight for the work that the Lord is doing in our PNN prayer warriors. Thank God for them. Amen, Jesus, that are continually praying for the line, for the furtherance of the line. Amen, for the deliverance of the soul of the people. Glory to God. And as well, glory to God, amen, being available for the work of the Lord to come, amen, and avail themselves for the work of the Lord, amen, on our prayer nights. Amen. We just thank him. We thank him. We praise him. Amen, Jesus. And as I've already stated, amen, some of you have already been in church for not one, two, but three services. Amen. But we're not going to hold you long on tonight, people of God. Amen. We know that you, amen, got to make ready. Amen. Make ready for the work week. Glory be to God. So at this time, amen, Jesus, we're going to move forward. We're going to move forward in our programming on tonight. Glory to God. And we're going to have, amen, our one of our prayer warriors to come tonight and to bless the line for us, to sanctify the line. Glory be to God as we make ready for the word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to ask on tonight Missionary Dorothy Fan if she will come forward and sanctify the line on tonight. God bless you, sis.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Praise the Lord. None but the rock.
The recording has started.
I shall. None but the righteous. None but the righteous shall see God. None but the righteous. None but the righteous. None but the righteous shall see God. Take me to the waters. Take me to the waters. Take me to the waters to be baptized. None but the righteous. None but the righteous. None but the righteous shall see God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I praise you. Hallelujah. Lord, I magnify you right now. I glorify you, Lord God. I lift you up right now, Lord God, because you're worthy to be praised. I come before you tonight, Lord God, giving you the praise, giving you the glory, and giving you the honor, Lord God, that you so deserve. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look down upon us tonight, Lord God, and baptize us again, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in your spirit, Lord God. Make us righteous, Lord God, before you, Lord God. Make us righteous, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Creating us a clean heart, Lord God. Renew a right spirit within us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, Lord God, asking you to let the words of our mouth, Lord God, and the meditation, Lord God, of our heart, Lord God, let it be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you tonight, Lord God, thanking and praising, Lord God, for being such a great God, being such a good God, Lord God. We come before you right now, Lord God, asking you tonight, Lord God, to move on the service tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to help us, Lord God, to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to receive your word tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to apply the word, Lord God, unto us, Lord God, because we realize and know that none but the righteous, Lord God, shall see your face, Lord God. None but the righteous, Lord God. And we want to be that righteous person, Lord God, that righteous people. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, on the speaker tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to use them in your service, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to have your way tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to move, Lord God, by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to set the captives free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to save souls tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to heal tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to let your will be done tonight, Lord God. Let your will be done, Lord God. Not our will, Lord God, but your perfect will, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless this line tonight, Lord God. Bless every hero, Lord God. Bless person, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, every country, every city, Lord God, every state, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're asking you to move tonight, Lord God, on the line, Lord God. Some come looking for one thing and some come looking for another. But, Lord God, you know all things, Lord God. You see all things, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you're in control of all things, Lord God. So we're asking you tonight, Lord God, to move, Lord God, in a mighty way tonight, Lord God. Move in a mighty way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we're asking you right now, Lord God, just to come, Lord God, in your own way, Lord God. We ask you to have your way. Let your spirit, Lord God, dwell among each and every one of us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking this day, Lord God, just to have your mighty way, Lord God. We ask you this day, Lord God, to lift that burden, Lord God, that person that's burdened down, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to move through your word, Lord God, that person may get delivered. Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to touch every bereaved family, Lord God, those that have lost loved ones, Lord God, those that are in bereavement right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, we know you're the comforter, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, to comfort, Lord God, hearts. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to mend, Lord God, broken hearts, broken spirits tonight, Lord God. We ask you to move. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this day, Lord God, to be the lifter of our head, be the lifter of their head, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, for we know, Lord God, we can't do nothing without you. We know we can't make it without you, Lord God. So we ask you this night, Lord God, just to move by your spirit and by your power in a mighty way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, look on Mother Marsha tonight, Lord God. Again, Lord God, we ask you to strengthen her right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, strengthen her heart right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, lift her up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, even, Lord God, the family, Lord God, we ask you to touch the family, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, the church family, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you this day to be there for them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord God. Have your way tonight, Lord God. Let your will be done this night. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. For that prayer, glory to God, getting us ready. Getting us ready for the word of God on tonight, that prayer of sanctification. Glory to God. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Missionary Fan, Missionary Dorothy Fan. God bless you on tonight for availing yourself in the service of the Lord. Amen. And people of God, we are grateful tonight. Amen. We're grateful, amen, for all that the Lord is doing. Amen, Jesus. We just can't thank him enough. Glory to God. The psalmist said, if we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to give him praise. Amen. We can praise him from now until eternity, and it still wouldn't be enough. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Amen. For what he's about to do. We're thanking him for his word in advance. Amen. Glory to God. We thank him. Amen. We thank him on this night. Amen. Tonight. Glory to God. As we stated, glory to God, we know that several of you have been in service. Amen. Up to three services. Amen. Jesus. Glory be to God. So we're not going to prolong the time on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. But we want you to get yourselves ready. Amen. Get yourselves ready on tonight for what the Lord will say, to hear the voice of the Lord in the message. Amen. People of God, we are making ready. Amen. The Lord is returning. Amen. He's soon to return. Glory to God. We don't know the day nor the hour. Glory to God. But we want to be ready. And this is why we come to listen and hear and sit, amen, to this word that is declared unto us. Glory to God. So this word can chisel us. This word, amen, can make us and mold us, glory to God, to get us ready, to make us prepared. Amen. We're preparing. Amen, Jesus, just as in a dressing room. Amen. I believe it was Minister Booker that talked about the royal wedding. Amen. Glory to God. And she began to talk about all of the things that you have to do, glory to God, to get yourself prepared. Well, people of God, listen, we're in the dressing room right now. We're in the dressing room. We're getting ourselves ready. We're not coming here for naught. Amen. We're not coming here just to be coming here. Glory to God, but we are truly making ourselves ready. Amen. As she began to say, we're tucking a little bit here, tucking a little bit there, trimming a little bit here. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Some places you may have to scrape it and start over. Amen, Jesus. But this is the timing. Amen. This is the timing of the Lord that he's giving us to make ourselves ready. Amen. That we can make ourselves ready. Amen. Glory to God. And we are doing, glory to God, because we're hearing this word. Glory to God. We're letting this word cleanse us. Amen. We're clean by the word. Amen. So we thank the Lord on tonight. We bless him. We honor and we glorify him. As we stated, amen, we're not going to hold you long on tonight. Amen. But we want you to hear the word of the Lord on tonight. Amen. Set your hearts. Set your minds, people of God. Set your hearts, set your minds. Take your notes, amen, Jesus, to hear what the Lord is saying unto us. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, people of God, we are so grateful on tonight, amen. Glory to God. We're going, amen, back to Jackson, Alabama. Amen. You already know who's in Jackson, Alabama. Amen, Jesus, a man of God, amen, that loves God, that preaches, amen. He loves the word. He loves the people of God. He has a passion, amen, a passion for the Lord to do God's business. And we're so grateful that we've crossed paths, amen, Jesus, and that he is a part of this PNN family, always ready, always available. Glory to God. But tonight, amen, we're rebroadcasting one of his, amen, messages while here with us. Glory to God. In respect of his time, amen, he's a pastor of, again, two churches. Amen. So we thank God, amen, and we got it. We caught it. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, we'll be, amen, into your hearing. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, to be attentive to what the Spirit of the Lord will say unto us, the church. Amen. This man of God is coming to us by way of Rivers of Living Waters, number 2. Amen. Rivers of Living Waters, number 2, there in Jackson, Alabama. People of God, we want you to receive on tonight. Amen. Pastor Kenneth Jones on tonight.
God bless you, Lord God. Yes, sir. God bless you. This is on you. Thank God for being here.
Yes, sir. Give us a beautiful body. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, and it reads as following.
The Bible declares, and it shall come, and shall be in that day, that the burden shall be taken away off the shoulder and his yoke, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Mark chapter 14, verse 3-8, it reads, and then in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, and there came a woman in alabaster box of ointment, of spikenard, very precious. And she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves, and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence, and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She had wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always. And whatsoever ye will, ye may go, may do them good. But me ye have not always. In verse, she said, she had done what she could. She has come afterhand to anoint my body to the burial. I came to bring a message from the Lord today to you. And the message is, I'm coming out because of the anointing. I'm coming out because of the anointing. According to Isaiah chapter 10, amen, verse 27, it says, shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be taken away off thy shoulders, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. I want to encourage you today, amen, the word of God, that if you read the book of Isaiah, you'll find very clearly, amen, that the Assyrians, amen, by God, have caused, amen, the Israelites, amen, to be in captivity, amen, and the Assyrians, amen, was punishing of God's people in such a vast way, amen, and had so much, amen, indignation against them, and was doing so many bad things against them, amen, and it came a time, amen, where God said it's time, enough is enough, amen, and the glory to God, it was amazing, amen, that God let them know, amen, that this time was going to come to an end, amen, this time of burden, this time of yoke carrying would come to an end. And the good news is, saints, amen, when you're going through your life, amen, glory to God, you find yourself, amen, burdened down. You find yourself, amen, seem like things are heavy on every side. It seems like, amen, trouble is going from to and fro in your life. It seems like one thing after another. Amen, glory to God. But I got good news for you tonight, glory to God, amen. Amen. The Bible declares to us in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, it shall come to pass, amen. Amen. In that day, says the Lord, that the burden shall be taken away off your neck. Oh, my God. Ain't that good news, saints? The good news is, amen, he said that's coming an end of your burden, amen. God is about to move mightily upon, amen, the thing that's been burdening you down in your life, the thing that had you burdened down, amen, on your, amen, in your life, amen, whether it be fear, whether it be torment, amen, whatever it may be, amen, the word of God is letting you know good news tonight, amen, that it shall be in that day. Amen. Glory to God that the burden, amen, glory to God, shall be taken away off that shoulder. Ain't that good news tonight? Glory to God. God promised you, amen, the Israelites, amen, that listen, you're going through right now, but good news, amen, God is about to move in your behalf. God is about to release you from the burden, amen, on your shoulder. He's about to move on your behalf. He's about to move in your family. He's about to move on your job. He's about to move, glory to God, in your situation right now, glory to God. It's good news for us tonight that God is about to move on behalf of his people. He promised, amen, that he's going to move the burden, amen, and it shall be taken off thy shoulder, glory to God. Ain't you glad today, glory to God, that God's about to move for you? Ain't you glad today to know that God's about to move the burden that's been weighing
weighing you down in your home, weighing you down in your marriage, weighing you down, glory to God, on your job. Amen. Glory to God. God said he's about to move on your bed. Glory to God. Ain't you glad today to know that God is moving in the midst of a pandemic, that God's going to move on your head. That burden that had you down, glory to God, has been on your shoulder, amen, for all these years. God said, I'm about to move for you. I'm about to move that burden. I'm going to take it off your shoulder. Oh, glory to God. Can you feel the relief right now? Glory to God. God said, I promise you, it's in that day. The Bible said, I'm going to move that burden off your shoulder. Come on, saint. Ain't you glad that God's been to move? Ain't you glad that God about to move, ain't that burden off your shoulder that you've been carrying all these years? Glory to God, amen. That's been weighing you down. Glory to God. God promised you he's going to move that burden off your shoulder. He's going to take it away. Glory to God. Ain't you glad today that God is working on your behalf? Ain't you glad today that God is going to move on your behalf? Ain't you glad today to know that you're coming out? Glory to God. You're coming out from under that burden that's on your shoulder. You're coming out, glory to God, by the anointing of the living God. Gonna release you from that burden that's on your shoulder. Ain't that good news tonight? Glory to God. God promised you he's going to loose you. Glory to God. He's going to loose you from fear. He's going to loose you from torment. He's going to loose you from sickness and disease. He's going to loose you from the spirit of infirmity, the spirit of affliction. He's going to loose you right now. He's going to take that burden off your shoulder. Ain't that good news? Glory to God. I'm glad tonight to know that the Lord Jesus himself is moving on behalf of his people in the midst of trials, in the midst of trouble. God said, it's enough, it is enough. Glory to God. When it's time for God to move in your life, it is time. I hear the Lord say, it is time for me to move that burden off your neck. That burden that's been holding you down all these years. God said he's been to move it. God said he's been to move that burden. God said he's been to take it away from you. I'm glad today to know that God is moving over your head right now. He's lighting your load. Glory to God. Wherever you are right now, glory to God, on this CNN network, glory to God, God said he's been to move your burden. He's been to take it away. Glory to God. He's going to loose you, glory to God, so you can praise him. Glory to God. He's going to loose you, glory to God, so you can worship him. Glory to God. He's going to move. The Bible declares, and God told me to tell you, I'm coming out. Somebody shout, I'm coming out. I'm coming out, glory to God, from this burden on my shoulder. I'm coming out because the anointing, glory to God, that anointing that destroys yoke and set captives free. The anointing of Jesus Christ is coming to loose that burden off your shoulder. I'm glad today, glory to God, that burden, oh, glory to God, that you've been carrying, glory to God, it may be financial. God said, I'm going to take it away. Oh, my God. Glory to God. It may be, it may be relationships. I'm not about that relationship that you've been in. God said, I'm about to move for you. Because of the anointing will break you free. It's going to send you free from that which burden you down. I got good news for you tonight. I'm not about, you ain't got to carry no burden no longer. But God has brought good news for you tonight. The good news tonight is that burden shall be taken away off thy shoulders. I'm glad tonight, today, glory to God, I'm giving God praise, glory to knowing that God himself, glory to God, when God said it's enough, it is enough. God said, I'm coming out. Glory to God. I got good news for you tonight. God said, you're coming out. You're coming out because of the anointing. The anointing is going to bring you out. The anointing is going to break that burden off your shoulder. Oh, my glory to God. Freedom coming to you, said the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, glory. Come on, saints. Believe the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. The burden, glory to God, that has been shoulding you, holding you, and keeping you from your ministry, keeping you from your calling, holding you back from the thing that God has called you to do. God said, I'm going to remove it. Glory to God. I'm going to call that burden that's on your shoulder to be taken away. I'm good news, saints. I'm glad to know God is at work on my behalf. Glory to God. I'm glad to let you know tonight, glory to God, that God's going to loose that burden off your neck. Oh, my God. I'm glad to know that Bible declares, and his yoke from off thy neck. Oh, glory to God. I'm glad to know that the yoke, oh, my God, have mercy, that's been binding you down, got your head down. Glory to God. God, it's good news tonight to you that God promised us, glory to God, through his word, amen, that his yoke, oh God, shall come from thy neck. I'm glad today to know that the yoke been on your neck. You ain't been able to praise God like you're supposed to. You ain't been able to bless God like you want to. But I got good news for you tonight. That yoke is on your neck. That yoke that's been on your neck is coming off your neck. Hey, good news, the Bible says. I'm coming out because of the anointing. The anointing is going to destroy that yoke and going to set me free. Oh, good news. Good news tonight. Glory to God. God said, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed, the Bible says, because of the anointing of the living God, is going to loose the burden off your neck, the yoke is going to be broken, because of the anointing of God. Ain't you glad tonight to know, glory to God, that the yoke on your neck, glory to God, so you can praise him, the yoke going to be destroyed on your neck, that will hold you from ministry, from your calling of God, from your purpose that God has purposed you for the foundation of the world. I got good news for you. God said you're going to be free by my name. Freedom by my red bed of ocean. Freedom, I hear the Lord say. Freedom in your spirit. Freedom in your soul. And freedom in your body. If God, the Bible declares, whom the Son set free is free in the ain't you glad tonight, glory to God, to the Lord Jesus Christ himself is going to loose the burden, amen, and take away the burden off your shoulders. Ain't you glad that they, glory to God, that the yoke, oh God, is coming off your neck, and that same yoke going to be destroyed. That means good news for you, saints. He ain't going to just pray, he's going to destroy it. Glory to God, it can't go back on your neck. No, good news for you tonight. God is freeing you right now. Oh my God, from that sickness and disease, from that, oh my God, that COVID-19. I'm going to tell you, God, that I'm going to loose you. I'm going to set you free. Hallelujah, glory to God. He's still healing, glory to God. He's still delivering and set free. He's still saving, glory to God, because he's a good God. He's the same yesterday and today and forevermore. Good news out there in radio land. God has made you a promise. God told his people that he's going to set them free. Good news for you tonight. You may be burdened right now, but God said you're going to be free. You may have a yoke on your neck, but God said I'm about to destroy that yoke and set you free. Good news tonight. Whatever is in your life that's been hindering you from your service to God, from your worship to God, from your praise to God, God said, I'm going to break that yoke. God said, I'm going to loose that burden. And the message tonight is, I'm coming out. Somebody shout, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out because of the anointing. The anointing is going to destroy that yoke and set the captive free. I'm glad today to know the good news of the gospel is because of the anointing. The anointing. It's good news, Isaiah said. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 10:20 said, and it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are in faith of the house of Jacob shall no more again lean upon him. Oh, God, that struck him. Oh, my God. But shall lean upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel in truth. Ain't that good news tonight? Glory to God. Ain't you glad today? Glory to God. Whom you was leaning on before. Glory to God. God will cause you to lean on him. Ain't that good news? Because of the anointing of God, and those that have been holding you back, those that have been hindering you from serving, those that have been hindering you from walking in the things of God, though you've been leaning on, I hear God say, he's going to turn, oh my God, he's going to turn things around on you right now. He's going to turn things around for you right now. He's going to turn, while you are leaning on them, you're going to be leaning on God. Ain't that good news, glory to God? That good news, God, is at your work on your behalf right now. To turn the captivity that you've been in so that you can come and serve the Lord. Ain't that good news? God is moving away the hindrances. He's moving the hindrances out of your life right now. He's causing you to realize what you used to lean on ain't good enough to lean on. But I got the rock, the solid rock, which is Jesus, the very Christ. life, the Son of the living God. It's time for the lead on the Lord. It's time for the trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Good news tonight, glory to God. I'm coming out, somebody, I'm coming out because of the anointing. I'm coming out the burden stuff. I'm coming out. Oh, glory to God. I'm coming out from the yoke. Oh, they had me burned down. I'm coming out, glory to God, because of the anointing of the living God, destroying the yoke and will set me free. Glory to God. According to Leviticus chapter 26, verse 13 says, I am the Lord your God who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt that you should not be their slaves. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you walk upright. Ain't that good news? It's good news to realize the Lord declares, I am the Lord. It's the Lord. It was the Lord saying, it was the Lord that brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. It was the Lord that brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. It was the Lord, oh God, that made sure they get food, amen, was fed. Made sure they got manna from on high. He made sure, amen, their clothes didn't wear out. He made sure they got water when they needed it. It's good news, saints. He protected them. Oh, my God. Even when Pharaoh was trying to destroy them. Oh, my God. The good news is, God said to me to tell you, amen, to tell you, I'm coming out. Somebody shout, I'm coming out. I'm coming out because of the anointing. The anointing on this. Destroy the yoke and set the captive free. I'm glad today to know, amen, it's the Lord that brought you out of Egypt. Amen. He decided, amen, he could bring you forth out of the land of Egypt that you should not be their slave. I'm glad to know God didn't want to stay a slave of sin. I'm glad God didn't want us to be still a slave, amen, to no master. But God wanted us to bring us out so we can worship him, bring us out so you can serve him, bring us out so we can praise him. Ain't that good news, saints? It's good to know tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ is working on your behalf right now to bring you out. And the Bible says that have broken the band of your yoke and made you walk upright. Ain't that good news? You tell me the anointing is able to make us walk upright. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Bible declares, if any man be in Christ, talking about the anointed one, and the anointed, come on, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. You tell me the anointing, amen, can make us walk upright. I'm here to tell you, the anointing of God, amen, glory to God, is able to destroy every yoke. Oh, my God. He's able to set every captive free. Oh, my God. He's able to make you walk and live a life to glorify God. I'm going to tell you, he broke the bands. Oh, my God. And the yoke and made you, the Bible declares, to walk upright. And the good news tonight, glory to God, he got the power in the anointing of God to call you to walk right, to call you to talk right, to call you to do right, to call you to love right. Ain't that good news? It's good news. It's all because of the anointing. I'm coming out because of the anointing. The anointing will bring me out. The anointing will set me free. The anointing will bring you through. It's good news, saints. Whatever you're going through right now, in your home, on your job, wherever you may be, the good news is, I'm coming out. Somebody shout, I'm coming out. I'm coming out because of the anointing. The anointing is going to set me free. Ain't that good news tonight? I'm glad to know tonight, amen, that God is at work on my behalf. I'm glad to know tonight, glory to God, that Jesus Christ is the Lord. I'm glad to know tonight, hallelujah, amen, that I'm coming out. I'm coming all the way out. Glory to God. The Bible says the kingdom of God. The Bible says the kingdom of God serves violence, and the violence taken by force. Any good news tonight to realize that though we go up an attack, glory to God, even though the enemy don't like it at all, glory to God, ain't nothing he can do about it. He got to loose you, sister. He got to loose you, brother. He got to come on, saints. He got to loose you out of that horrible pit, the mire clay. He got to get you under my red bed. We all been lost. Oh, my God. The Bible declares we all have fallen short of the glory of God. Any good news to know that God knows just where you are right now, sister. Know just where you are, brother. What you've been burned down, you ain't got to stay burned. Whatever yoke you had, your neck yoked down all these years, God said, you can break that thing, destroy that thing. You just give your life to Christ. Come over to the Lord's side. He will do great things in your life. I'm glad tonight to know that the Lord promised us that burden that's on your shoulder, he's been removed. And I'm glad to know tonight, Lord of God, that yoke, mama, that's been having you down, is about to be released off you right now. And it's all because of the anointing. I'm glad Jeremiah said, amen, chapter 30, verse 8, says, for it shall come to pass in that day, said the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off your neck, and I will burst your bands, and strong, oh my God, and stronger shall no man, oh no mate, ensure. And the good news, it's bad to know that the Lord God is working on your behalf. I'm here to tell you, he's going to break his yoke from off your neck. Is that right? Come on, saints. So you can lift up your head. Oh, ye be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Oh, do you believe the King of Glory will come in tonight? Do you believe the Lord going to loose that yoke? Oh, neck. Do you believe tonight by faith, glory to God, that he's going to, mama, he's going to get that burden off your shoulder? Oh, my God, take it away from you. Ain't the good news that you ain't got no excuse not to praise God. You ain't got no excuse to testify the goodness of God. You ain't got no excuse, amen, to give glory to the wonderful name of Jesus. As David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Come on, say it's time for us to give glory to God. He done move that burden off your shoulder. He done, oh, my. He done move the burden off your shoulder. Oh, my. Come on, saints. He done broke the yoke off your neck. Come on, say there's no excuse why we can't praise God. Why we can't magnify the Lord. Why we can't serve God with our whole heart. Come on, saints. God's been too good to us. God's been too good to us in our lives. Oh, my God, I thank you. You've been so good to us. Better to us we've been to ourselves. I'm glad today to know the good news of Jesus Christ. And I'm glad today that Jesus Christ is going to loose us from the bands. Oh, my God, I thank you for all the things, oh, my God, have been holding me back and hindering me for my service to God. I came to bring good news to you. Tell the good news to somebody. I'm coming out. Oh, what do you mean you're coming out? I'm coming out because of the anointing. The anointing of God is going to come to your door right now. The anointing of God is in the hospital room right now where you are. Come on, sir, in your bedroom, even though you're afflicted in your bed. I hear God say, my anointing is present right now. Oh, my God, to heal, to deliver, and to set free. I'm glad today that the anointing is able to heal you right now in that hospital room, in that bedroom, wherever you may be right now. We send forth the anointing of God to destroy that yoke. My mama, it's good news. Oh, my God. But Jesus went to Peter's mother. Oh, my God. When Jesus went to the house, oh my God, to Peter, it's amazing, amen. And he just reached his hand, amen, to touch, amen, amen, her, and she had this fever, my God, and that fever had to leave immediately. Why? Because of the anointing, because of the anointing. And the Bible declares, as soon as she got healed, she got up and served. Ain't that good news for you tonight, glory to God, that even when God see that burden and see that yoke is hindering you from serving God in the capacity and which he ordained. Oh, good news. The anointing is coming to your house. The anointing is coming to your room. The anointing, the mother got up and started serving Jesus him. And the good news tonight, glory to God, somebody shout, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. And I'm coming out because of the anointing. And the glad good news tonight, there's no amen. The blind Bartimaeus says, I'm coming out. Do you believe the word of God is true? Amen. The blind Bartimaeus was a bigot. Amen. He wanted, amen, to see Jesus. And the good news is he cried out, Son of David, have mercy on me. And they tried to shut him down. They tried to stop him from calling on the name of Jesus. But the good news is he even cried even the more. And I'm glad today to know Jesus. That blind Bartimaeus said, I'm coming out. I'm telling you, I've been blind too long. It's time for me to be set free. It's time for me to be able to see. But I need to get in touch with the anointing. Glory to God. And the good news is, the blind man, oh my God, as Jesus was coming by, he kept calling, Son of David, have mercy on me. And the Bible declares, amen, Jesus stood still. Oh my God, my God. He stood still, amen. Why? Because the anointing. Oh my God. Come on, saints. Come on, saints. Blind Bartimaeus was calling on the anointing. It's time for me. I'm ready to come on out. I'm ready to come out of darkness into the marvelous light. And Jesus stood still, glory to God, and said, bring him to me, glory to God. And from that day, glory to God, blind Bartimaeus could see. I got good news for you tonight. The good news is I'm coming out. And I'm coming out because of the anointing, because of what Jesus Christ has done for me, glory to God. What he's done for you, you ain't got no excuse, glory to God, not to give your life to Christ. You got no excuse why not to praise him. You got no excuse why not to serve him. You got no reason why you ain't going to give glory to God. He saved your life, glory to God. He healed your body, glory to God. Why can't we bless him? Why can't we praise him? And the Bible is going to be fulfilled. I will bless him at all times, Paul David says. And I will bless him at all times. His praise shall what continually be in my mouth. It's amazing, saints, that the Lord has done so much for us, and we can't give him praise. But it's time to bless the Lord. It's time to glorify his name. It's time to lift him up. You ought to tell somebody, oh, I'm coming out. I'm coming out because of the anointing. The anointing came in the darkness, and then darkness coming in and out. But good news, oh, my God, because of the anointing of God, glory to God, me and you are set free. Me and you are made whole. Me and you are saved today because of the anointing that destroyed the yoke that set us free. I got good news tonight for you tonight, glory to God. Amen. Come on, shout, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. What are you coming out? I'm coming out because of the anointing. The anointing going to set me free. The anointing going to heal me. The anointing going to set me free and make me whole. The anointing going to save my... It's good news tonight, saints. It's time for you to come to the Lord. It's time for you that don't know him and the pardon of your sins. It's time to give your heart to Jesus Christ. It's time for you to turn your heart toward God. It's time to, if you've been having things that burden you, things that have been holding you back, good news tonight, glory to God. The Lord says, so receive by faith tonight, that you are coming out. You are coming out from that burden. You're coming out from that yoke on your neck. It's time for you to give your life fully to Christ. If you don't know Christ, it's time to lean on him. It's time to trust him with your whole heart. It's time to give it all to the Lord. And I promise you, he will save you. He will heal you. He will deliver you and set you free. I got good news for you tonight. Glory to God. God is waiting on you to come. Come unto him. All your heavy laden, laden, I will give you rest. It's time for you to come and give your life to Christ. It's time for you to dedicate or rededicate yourself. If you don't walk out on God, amen, you're a backslider. The Bible says he's married to the backslider. It's time for the backslider to come back to God. Take that burden off your shoulder. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Take that, come on now, take that yoke off your neck. The Lord said, I release you. Come on, saints. You are released from that yoke. You are released from that burden. Come on, stand up straight and give God the glory. Come on, stand up straight and praise his holy name. Why? Because he's truly worthy to be praised. This is your hour. This is your moment. This is your day. Amen. The Bible declares, the day you hear my voice, heart, not your heart. It's time for you to turn your life over to Christ. It's time for you to be born again. It's time for you to be born of the water and of the Spirit. It's time for you to turn your heart to God. It's time for you to repent of all the sins that you committed before God. Come on, saints. David realized, come on, saints. He understood who that he was sinning against. He said, against thee only, Lord, have I, come on, sin. He realized that it was the Lord that he was sinning against. Come on, saints. Anybody out there today realize today it was God that you were sinning against. Come on, saints. And you need to change your mind, change your direction, change the way, amen, you are living your life and turn your life over to Christ. He's waiting on you right now. It's your day. It's your time to give your life to Christ. Come on out. So I said, I'm coming out. Somebody said, I'm coming out tonight. I'm coming out of darkness into the marvelous light. I'm coming out of this abusive situation. I'm coming out. I'm coming out of this bad, amen, relationship. I'm coming out. I'm coming out, and the anointing is just deliver me to come on out. Come on out, amen, and let the Lord come on, lead your life. It's time for you today to give your life over to Jesus Christ. It's time. For you, you've been holding back. You've been time, amen, for you to give your life over to Jesus Christ. It is your day to give your life to Christ. Wherever you are, boy or girl, young or old, it don't matter. Jesus is waiting on you, amen. This is your opportunity. This is the door being opened to you, amen, that you would give your life to Christ. And I'm here to tell you, God promised you he'll bring you out. He promised you the anointing will destroy you. It's time for you to do it. Let's do it today. It is the hour that we are in right now, that we must take it serious. We must realize a time is coming. The Bible lets us know very clearly. Amen. Two are going to be on the household top. One going to be taken and one going to be left. It's time for us to get it right. It's time for us to give our life to Christ. It's time for us to repent of our sins and give our life over to Jesus Christ. If there be anyone out there today that want to give their life over to Christ, he is ready to receive you right now. No matter where you are or what your situation is, God loves you. He cares for you. And he died on the cross and shed his blood that you may be redeemed. Come on, wherever you are right now, all you have to do, amen, hit star 6. Come on over on this side, the broadcast side, and we'll be glad to lead you to Christ. If you're a backslider and don't know Christ, you can be restored back to Jesus Christ today. He's waiting on you. Amen. No excuses today. God loves you. He cares about what you go through. But is this your minute? This your hour? This your day to give your life to Christ? There's anyone that want to give their life to Christ today, this is your day. Let the world know. Let the devil know you're coming out. Mm-hmm. The anointing will destroy the yokes. The anointing will set you free. There's no reason why you can't come. The Bible said, come to the waters and drink. Ye that have no money, come on. This is your hour. This is your minute. This is your day. Come on and give your life to Christ. Let the Lord Jesus Christ be Lord. He loves you. He's here to reach out to you. Come on over on the Lord's side. I promise he will never leave you nor forsake you. So there'll be one today. Come on over to the Lord's side. Hit star 6. I'll be glad to lead you to Christ, pray with you, that you receive Christ as your Lord and your Savior. We thank God for this time. You got an opportunity. We have to seize it. We have to maximize every moment. Mm-hmm. This is a moment in time that we'll never get again. So we need to seize this moment. So if you are not saved, even if you're a backslider, you want to renew your vow, you want to come back to God, it's open for you right now. Star 6. Come on over to the broadcast side.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. Praise the Lord. Anybody on tonight, amen, that do not know the Lord, amen, you don't know him, but you want to know him. You don't know him, but you need to know him in this hour. Glory be to God. If that be you on tonight, certainly please press star 6. Press star 6 on tonight. Amen. Come on over. And even as the man of God stated, we will pray with you. Amen. We'll pray with you on tonight. Glory to God, because the Lord wants you saved. Glory to God. It's not his will that any should perish. Amen. Jesus, we know that there are a lot of people that are leaving the earth right now. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. Glory to God. We see it every day. We see it every day. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. But tonight, people of God, amen, we know that they're both saints and sinners. Amen. Jesus, as the scripture declares, amen. Jesus, saints just sleep. Amen. They go to sleep. Glory be to God. It's this time of rest. Amen, Jesus. But if you're not saved, people of God, if you're not saved, glory be to God, glory to God in hell, you shall lift up your eyes and people, God, we're here on this line every night, glory to God, making the appeal for somebody to come. Somebody needs to surrender. Somebody needs to give their lives over, amen, to the Lord. Amen. As the man of God said, amen. Give the enemy back his tools. Amen. Give him back his tools. Glory be to God. Let him know, glory be to God, I don't belong to you any longer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if there's anyone tonight that would like to give your life to the Lord, you can come. Amen. Press *6. Glory to God, and we will certainly pray with you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. It's an urgent call. It's an urgent call. Glory be to God. It is an urgent call. Amen. Glory to God. If there are none, amen, that want to give your life over to the Lord on tonight, amen. Jesus, at this time we open the line for anyone on tonight, anyone with special prayer request on tonight. Glory to God. Any special prayer request on tonight, press *6. Press *6. Glory to God. Come over on the broadcast side. Glory to God. Amen. And we'll certainly pray with you. Amen. We know that, amen, we were, again, amen, several people in service on today. Amen. Some perhaps two or three services. Glory be to God. But we thank God, amen, that perhaps you were touched. Amen. Glory to God. Your faith touched God on tonight. Glory to God. And that you're all right. So you're just waiting on the answer, the manifestation of the answer. Amen. Glory be to God. That is all right on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Well, we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For this word on tonight, we thank him for the man of God. Glory to God that delivered the word unto us on tonight. Glory be to God. We're coming out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever situation you're in, know that you're coming out. Glory be to God. Know that you're coming out on tonight. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him honor. We give him glory. All that our ears have heard. Amen, Jesus, we pray that you were taking notes on tonight, amen, that you can go back and look at those notes again, glory to God, go back and read them again, amen, glory to God, be refreshed in your mind and in your spirit of what the Lord has said on tonight, amen, glory be to God. People of God, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast. It's absolutely free. You can get a copy of the broadcast by simply texting 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. And for our international listeners, you can certainly text us. Amen. The number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. You can text us via WhatsApp, amen, or you can certainly reach out to us, glory to God, via Messenger, amen, here at the Prayer News Network Facebook page, amen. Glory to God, you can certainly send us a message, glory to God, anything that we can do, amen, Jesus, to be a help, we'll certainly be praying, and as well, anything that we can do, amen, to be a help, that we will do, amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, again, as we already said, we're not going to hold you long, glory to God, but we're going to pray, amen, the benediction, the prayer on over us on tonight, and pray for our speaker as well. Glory be to God. And people of God, we pray, amen, that your week, amen, that your week, that you have a super, super productive week, amen. We pray, amen, that you experience, amen, receiving the blessings of the Lord. Glory be to God. We pray on tonight. Glory be to God that the Lord will bless. Glory to God. Bless you. Bless, abundantly bless you on tonight. We pray, glory be to God, that you have an experience in the Lord. Amen. That you have an experience that you've not had before. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you tonight. We do glorify you for your people. We glorify you, O God, for those, amen, that are attentive on tonight, that have come to this place to hear your voice. And, Father, we're asking you on tonight that the very word spoken would rest and settle in the hearts and spirit of your people on tonight. Father, that we might not sin against you, but we might be strengthened by your word on this night in the precious name of Jesus, that we might be cleansed by your word on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, for looking now upon us. We're thanking you for, glory to God, looking upon the altars of the heart of your people. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you for your move. We thank you for your manifestation. We thank you for touching the hearts of your people all over the world. We thank you for touching, oh God, moving in the situation of your people all over the world. Glory be to God, all over, God, in the four corners of the earth, in the north, the south, the east, and the west. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for binding up the hand of the troubler. We thank you on tonight for binding up the works of the enemy towards your people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you on tonight. Thank you, glory be to God, for touching the hearts of your people, for touching, glory be to God. We thank you on this night. Hallelujah. We thank you for the lifting, glory to God, for the lifting, oh God, for breathing upon your people, for the lifting, oh God, for the heavy hearts of those that are grieving, those that are going through, those that are even preparing, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus, to send, oh God, their loved ones on. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for supernatural strength. We thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you for moving by your spirit. Thank you for moving by your precious anointing in the precious name, oh God, in your precious name, Jesus. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for touching now. We thank you, glory be to God. We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you tonight. Father, we thank you for your peace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your divine guidance on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for every blessing. We thank you for every good and perfect gift, oh God, that comes from you. We thank you tonight. Father, we love you. We appreciate you. Now, Father, we're asking that your blood cover each and every one of us. We're asking, oh God, that you will look even now upon your speaker tonight. Look upon, oh God, Pastor Jones on tonight. Look upon him tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Look upon him and bless him. Bless him as only you can. Bless him, Jesus. Strengthen him, oh God, in that precious hour. Yeah, glory to God. Strengthen him in this hour, in the precious name of Jesus. Fortify him, oh God, and build him up. Glory to God, even as he carries out, oh God, the assignment that you've laid to his charge. Father, we thank you tonight for this man of God, for leaning this way. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, and we ask that you will bless him abundantly. Bless his going out. Bless his coming in, oh God, from this time forth and even forevermore. We thank you tonight. We bless you tonight for him. We bless you for his ministry. We bless you, oh God, bless his ministry. Bless him, glory abata. Father, bless his ministry as only you can. Bless his household, we do pray. Oh God, cause your face to shine upon him. Cause your favor, oh God, to go before him. In the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking you to let your blood cover us, cover each and every one of us. We thank you for your angels that you've given charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. We thank you on tonight for ordering our steps. We thank you, glory be to God, for your grace and your saving salvation, oh God, that even after we leave these lives, glory to God, that you're yet moving by your spirit, that you're yet tugging on the hearts of your people. Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you. Oh, glory to God. We thank you for every yes. We thank you for the yes. We thank you for the yielding of your people. We thank you, Father. We may never see. We may never know. But we thank you in advance because we know it's already done. We thank you tonight, oh, God, for blessing the households, oh, God, of your people. Thank you for blessing the children. Thank you for blessing the children. Thank you for covering the children. Glory be to God in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you tonight. We honor and we do glorify you. We magnify you. We give you all of the praise. We give you all of the glory. We give you all of the honor, for surely it is due unto you. We thank you tonight. We bless you. In that precious name, Jesus, every heart say amen, amen, amen on tonight. Amen, people of God. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you, people of God. We thank God for you. Glory to God. We thank the Lord. Amen, for your coming out, for your diligence, amen, to come and to be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus, truly the Lord is blessing us, amen. And we give him thanks and we give him praise and we thank God for your blessings, amen. We do give him thanks and we give him praise, amen, for what he's doing in your life, amen. Glory be to God. Surely we're being strengthened by this word. Surely we're being cleansed. Surely, people of God, we're being developed and growing by this word. And we give God thanks and we give God praise. People of God, we want to ask you to tell somebody the line. Tell somebody about this broadcast. Glory to God. Invite them to come. Amen, Jesus. Invite them to come and be a part, amen, of this experience. Glory be to God. But God bless you, people of God. We do love you again. We do appreciate you. And that does glory to God in tonight's broadcast. Amen. May the Lord bless you, keep you, and cause his face to shine upon you until he bring us back again at the appointed time. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, people of God. We love you. We look to see you back on tomorrow. Be blessed this week. Amen. Glory be to God. Be intentional. Amen. And receive the blessings and the promises of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.